This episode is brought to you by the 2024 Honda CR-V Hybrid. Honda knows that to discover the oasis, you have to brave the desert. That's why the 2024 CR-V Hybrid is built to conquer mountains, take in a view, and go everywhere in between. It's the compact SUV as determined as you are. Rise to the challenge with the 2024 CR-V Hybrid. Learn more at crvhybrid.honda.com.
Apple Card is the perfect credit card for every purchase. It has cashback rewards unlike others. You earn unlimited daily cashback on every purchase, receive it daily, and can grow it at 4.15% annual percentage yield when you open a high-yield savings account. Apply for Apple Card in the Wallet app on iPhone and start earning and growing your daily cash with savings today. Apple Card subject to credit approval. Savings is available to Apple Card owners subject to eligibility requirements. Savings accounts provided by Goldman Sachs Bank USA. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
Today's show is sponsored by Taking the Leap, the Quantum Leap recap podcast hosted by Jason Dudio Gore. Tired of the usual run-of-the-mill recap podcasts hosted by people that should know better? Then take the leap and check out Taking the Leap with Jason Gore. Coming soon. And let's start the show. Welcome to Meet My Friends, the Friends, the Friends Recap Podcast, in which each episode of this show recaps an episode of Friends. It's a great show, and we're going to have a great time. So let's go and meet my friends, the Friends. Hey everyone, welcome back to Meet My Friends, the Friends, the Friends Recap Podcast, and we have an exciting episode for you today. I do want to just say that last episode got a little chaotic, and I never got to rank the Friends in that episode, so I would like to just say Joey, Chandler, Monica, Rachel, Ross, Phoebe, and
pretty soon you're going to have to start saying Gunther, because he's going to become more of a character soon.
Yes, and Gunther had a pretty big line in an upcoming episode. Gunther has a good moment in he's got one in this episode.
Can I just say, off the top,
let me just say, this episode is season 2, episode 19, the one where Eddie won't go. And this one was written by Michael Curtis and Gregory S. Malins. And it's directed by Michael Lembeck. And it aired on March 28th, 1996.
Real quick, I want to clear the air. And I want to say, as a professional and as an engineer, I would like to acknowledge how much better things have been sounding, maybe even better than they've been sounding from before I had the accident on the board. So I would like to say kudos to a fellow professional, Jason Gore. Thanks, Jason.
That's really big. I'll accept that, Pat. Thank you. That is very, very big of you to do that. So
no problem.
You guys do the show. I'm going to keep working over here. I've got 18 cool. more tubes I got to put in the board.
I think it'll be a great last day.
Yeah. Well,
so Chan
don't know about that.
Blur wakes in the night to find Eddie watching him sleep. Eddie's the new roommate taking the place of Joey, who has got his own place now. And they argue, and Eddie agrees to leave the apartment the next day. Eddie goes on a fruit drying kick and has no recollection of their previous conversation, and variations of this happen over and over. Joey's pride will not let him try out for small acting roles after he got fired from Days of Our Lives, but his mounting debt and Ross tracking his mounting debt slowly convince him otherwise. Monica, Rachel, and Phoebe read a female empowerment book called Be Your Own Windkeeper, which is empowering to them, but ultimately has
very 90s. Very 90s,
yes. Has some detrimental effects on their relationships with each other. So nice. And Joey moves back in with Chandler ultimately and gives up his place and gets all the stuff he bought taken away from him. And then that allows Chandler...
Except for...
We're going to get to it.
Okay. Sorry.
Jump in the gun. No problem. Don't worry. It's nice to have someone who is excited about the show rather than someone who didn't watch an episode.
Oh, that's crazy.
Didn't want to be here.
Except for the one time they watched an episode was when...
Yes.
They...
Yes.
I watched the wrong episode.
Yeah.
Yep. I get it.
Uh-huh.
But I did watch an episode.
So Chandler...
For me, it's okay when I don't watch one the night before because I know them so good.
Mm-hmm.
That's how easy it is for me compared to
you. I
thought
we started this on a nice note, guys.
Sorry.
It's kind of really spiral.
So then Chandler and Joey's back in the apartment and Eddie's like, hey, what's going on here? And then they say to Eddie, we don't know what you're talking about. They say to Eddie, we don't know what you're talking about, and it's his faulty memory there. They take advantage of it, and they finally get rid of him. Now, this episode, I thought this episode had more funny stuff with Chandler and Joey. It's always great to see the two of them play off each other and get their thing going. And seeing Chandler with Eddie. Oh, you like that, too, when Chandler and Joey are...
No, he's on the phone again.
What? Okay. Are you kidding me?
Oh, all right.
Don... That's insane. Cool. I'll get things ready. That's amazing. Thank you. You're the best. No, you. All right, bye. Wow. I'm headlining LeapCon 18 in Atlanta this year.
Okay.
It's going to be a panel with me, Scott Bakula, and Donald Belisario.
Uh-huh.
I don't know the last name.
Sure. The creator of Quantum Leap, Pat. Yeah. Jesus.
Okay.
And where are they holding that?
It's in Atlanta. It's going to be at the Hyatt in Atlanta.
Sure. Well, congratulations on that.
I got billing over Bakula and Belisario.
For a podcast no one has heard yet.
Well, they're going to.
Does an episode exist yet?
It's about halfway done.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you do have representation already.
The best in the business.
Mm-hmm.
The business.
Or I should say... The strongest in the business, because he likes it when we say that, and he does it.
Sure.
Yeah.
So Chandler with Eddie is great, and the stuff when Eddie was watching Chandler sleep is really funny. It's great. Adam Goldberg is very funny in this. And
we've all been there. Bad roommates.
Yeah, and it's a funny thing I was actually wondering is, Adam Goldberg is playing a character. One of his defining roles was Dazed and Confused.
Sure.
And he's playing a character that is kind of menacing and creepy, not unlike the bully in Dazed and Confused.
Typecast.
Who shoved him around.
Oh, sorry.
Who will be in who will, a couple episodes from now, be bullying Chandler and Ross. Nikki Cat was the bully in Dazed and Confused, and he also plays a bully
on
this.
Yeah,
yeah.
I jumped the gun there.
And Adam Goldberg's almost doing...
He really did.
He's almost doing an impression of Nikki Cat in a way.
Could
in his
you stop staring at me?
I'm just saying, it's really...
Okay, but when you make the comment...
The back and forth between you guys is so good, especially when Tom gives like a really good comment and then you follow up with something that isn't even related.
Right, but then,
just kind of like you're trying to inject. It's great, guys. It makes for great podcasting.
Cool.
Yeah.
When you comment, though,
and it was
which you
so
do often...
Shut up for a second, Pat. It was so engaging when you, during the first season, would be like, no, I didn't see that.
Yeah.
No, I didn't see it. Right. That was so much better.
Preach. Right. Preach. Yeah.
So
I can't remember. Who was the person that wrote that AV Club article?
Alex Dunleavy?
Yeah.
Look, we don't...
They really reviewed us early on, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they really, like, felt what I was given.
Yeah, they
Pat, shut up.
Set you up for a lot of
success.
Don't
tell Pat to shut up. You shut up.
Yeah, we don't like you, Jason.
Shut up, Pat. Just don't say that, because it's just going to wind him up more.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
I do just want to say, I didn't mean to say shut up, Pat. That was
No, I know.
I didn't either.
I know where it's coming from.
No, you did mean it.
Please stop staring at me, Jason.
Yeah, stop staring at him.
Speaking of Pat, could he read this one?
20th Century Studios presents Vacation Friends 2, now streaming only on Hulu.
Look at us, all together again.
We just wanted to give you guys a real honeymoon.
Shots, shots, shots!
Now streaming.
Dad! He was just released from jail.
Where can I get a drink around here?
Back on vacation.
This place is nice. It's drug lord nice.
I'm sorry, drug lord nice?
With more baggage.
Ever since he showed up, he turned this relaxing vacation into total chaos. Does that.
Vacation Friends 2, rated R, now streaming only on Hulu.
It's back to school time again, and you know you can count on Dietz and Watson for all your favorite lunchtime needs. Cause we got your back and your backpack. Dietz and Watson has all the meat and cheese to make those sandwich masterpieces, all made the right way with no fillers or MSG. Like Virginia brand ham that's twice spiced and twice baked, and baby Swiss cheese that's RBST free. Dietz and Watson. It's a family thing since 1939.
Yeah. There's copy here.
Is that something for Jason?
No, it's the I really copy. I'd really like to hear Pat read it.
Okay, well, the good thing is I can plead the fifth here. I don't have to do anything. I don't want to do, right?
That's
Tom?
True. Yeah.
I don't have to read this.
You don't you don't, but if it would help.
There goes two tubes, guys. That's they just shorted out.
If we just
covered in juice.
I don't have to read.
This is what I'll say.
Okay. Do I have to? I don't have to read.
Pat,
this.
Just yeah. This is what I'll say.
Okay.
Three and four gone.
We're. It's a little bit of a hostage situation.
You want me to just read it? You want me to just read it?
It's a little bit of a hostage situation because of a mess you made.
It's almost down to 65% power.
Just read the copy.
You want to just read it? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm gonna. No problem. It's a just that quick one right there.
It's yeah. He wrote it.
Okay. Oh, it's a longie. All right. My name's in it. Okay. This is just a cold read, so sorry if my voice is rattled a little bit. Hey, it's me, Engineer Pat Byrne. You might know me as Pat from The Best Show or as the guy that snaked Jason Gore. On the Friends podcast, taking a job out of his hands for my own sad personal gain. All right, this... Can you interject here?
53%, guys.
Tom, can you just...
Just please get through it.
I'm not a good person, and my actions trouble me. I know I have done bad things, and I can only pray that I will be punished for the terrible things I've done.
Please just get through it.
I'm not like Jason Gore, that's for sure.
Well, there goes a compressor.
I could that's never insane. Have created something as great as Taking the Leap, in all caps. The soon-to-be-released Quantum Leap recap podcast hosted by Jason Gore. It has everything that you want from a podcast. Ideas, great hosting, bumpers that don't sound like garbage, and more. There's an exclamation point there, which I'm going to take creative license to not emphasize.
You don't have to. Just get through the reading.
I am bad.
Two cables just shorted.
I am bad.
Just
but
shut up about the cable. Hold on.
I'm trying to work on this
Pat,
stuff.
Shut up, and you shut up about, and I didn't mean to say shut.
Yeah.
You're threatening things that aren't true. We're reading the ads.
Do you know how much juice is in here, Tom? Do you not smell it when you walk in?
I saw how much went. An entire bottle went on the board. Yeah. I did see it happen.
I put a picture of the board up on podcastboards.net.
Stop jerking them around.
And everybody was like, we've never seen a board this damaged by juice.
You're jerking them around a little bit. Just, he's reading your thing.
Okay.
Let him read it.
Okay.
Just stop jerking him around.
Stop jerking you around, Pat.
And just finish reading the thing, Pat.
I am bad, but Taking the Leap is good. Taking the Leap. Get ready to hear how podcast is meant to sound.
That's enough.
That's what he said.
I'm really glad we started this episode on a really good note, Pat. Thank you for taking it through that.
See, now he left.
Oh, that's too bad. Too bad. Huh. I, for one, am going to miss him. Tremendously.
I mean, I actually am going to.
Yeah.
So I guess we don't have a friend this day in history.
Oh, what date was this? March 28th?
You're not the producer of the
show. Well, Seven Guitars opened at the Walter Kerr Theater in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a big day. March 28th, 1996. Also in 95, Julie Roberts and Lyle Lovett split up. That was a pretty bad one.
Friends first.
This is the first time we learned more about Gunther, who used to be an actor, because Joey's nervous about he thinks he's not going to get work again, and it'll play into the line of the episode, which is coming up. Friends fun fact.
Time for another fun Friends fact.
The episode's called the episode where Eddie won't go. The title in reference is in reference to a popular quote in the surf community. Eddie would go, said of deceased Hawaiian lifeguard and surfer Eddie Aikau, due to his fearlessness in his job in surfing. So this is a reference to that. The line of the episode is...
It's the line of the episode.
And then Joey says to Gunther, I fell down an elevator shaft, like his character, Dr. Drake Ramore. And Gunther says, well, that sucks. I was buried in an avalanche. And Joey's not sure what he's talking about. He says, what? It's like, what? And then Gunther says, I used to be Bryce on All My Children. And that terrifies Joey. Rank the episode.
And it should terrify Joey, because it's like a...
Are you drinking?
No.
He's not drinking.
No. No, actually, someone let the air out of my tires. I don't know who that could have been.
Oh, that's weird.
But It terrifies him because, you know, it's a good glimpse into what the future issues could be for his acting career and the ups and downs.
Yeah, and I do want to say, speaking of Gunther, James Michael Tyler has said yes. I'm nailing the details down. I am probably going to meet my friends, the friends on the road to go.
Let's do it.
Interview him.
Let's do it.
That hasn't happened yet. That was announced when I was here. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's taking almost as long as anyone hearing anything from taking the leap.
Yeah,
or for you to do any
bumper.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, what are you, Mr. Timely? All of a sudden. Rank the friends, and this is my favorite of all the bumpers.
Thanks, Tom.
Want to rank the friends now, just go ahead now. And if you want to rank the friends now, just go ahead now.
Great.
Yeah, it's very nice.
Now that's what I call 90s.
Uh-huh.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, the weirdest thing, I was in Don Strong, my podcast agent, Don Strong's office, before coming here. He actually has, are you familiar with what a summons is?
Mm-hmm.
Are you there talking is to one. Tom or
I'm talking. I'm just talking to the ether.
Mm-hmm.
There's one on Don's desk right now.
Yeah,
I'd like to.
That says, "Spin Doctors versus Pat Byrne."
Uh-huh.
And you're probably going to get it as soon as you go back to your apartment.
Don't worry.
You've been served.
I won't, because I know what fair use is, and it's
What's fair use?
Fair use is when you can use a song in a podcast because it's in the public domain and you don't use a lot of seconds of it, and it's fine and everything's great.
So. But did you alter it in any way for something that is making money?
Well, I don't make money, so I'm fine.
So that means what you're saying
but
is
the show makes money.
The show, I'll be in the hot seat then.
Yes.
Wait, oh really?
But I don't think it's a thing.
Wait, really?
I don't think it's a thing. Okay. I think he's doing what he's been doing.
Would I be in trouble then, because through you or something?
I think if he was truthful, we'd both be in trouble. But I
that's very true.
I'm very skeptical of how truthful he's being on this.
Because I lied.
Chandler, Joey, Monica, Rachel, Ross, and Phoebe. That's the ranking of the friends. And everyone, thanks for listening to Meet My Friends, the Friends. We will be back with another episode. And we'll be back with another episode. Thanks for listening to Meet My Friends, the Friends.
What is does that mean, talking to the ether?
Just out into the open.
Open what? Just like
atmosphere?
You're either talking to Tom or you're talking to me.
Clearly. I'll talk to both of you when you're in jail. I will visit you.
I'd like to put ether over your face.
Okay.
Jail.
Yeah.